I'm here with John Davis at Gloucestershire Archives, and John has very kindly brought in a few photos of Fielding & Platt employees. And in the photo that we're looking at, we have a presentation that's happening on the occasion of someone's retirement. John, who are the people in the photo and who's retiring here?
Well, a very, very attractive young lady retiring is Jenny Good. And as I recall, she was a secretary to one of the guys in the sales department. I'm not sure which one it was. It could have been Roger Good or it could have been Barry Evans. I'm not quite sure now. And the guy presenting her with a present, I can't see what it is, but he was Mike Harrison, who was managing director at the time.
And what were Jenny and Mike like? Do you remember them at Fielding's at all?
Oh, Jenny was a very, very pleasant young lady. Didn't know too much about her, but always willing to have a chat, and used to come up to the Whitesmiths with us occasionally, have a drink if it was some special occasion. And Mike Harrison, he came. I'm not sure where what his background was, but he came along. In fact, he was there during the big redundancy in 1981-82. I well remember that. So that dates him a little bit. So it could have been this photograph was probably taken back round about that time, I suppose. So Jenny left. I mean, she's obviously quite young there, and as I recall, she went to work at Shore Hall.
And you said that Lionel Longney had a lovely phrase about Jenny Good. Would you mind repeating that for us, please?
Well, if anybody mentioned Jenny Good's name, he said, "Good, Jenny Good, good." No, she wasn't good. She was bloody marvellous.
That's a lovely little vignette there, and typical Lionel, that phrase. And you said that when we were talking earlier that the presentation would have been happening just before lunchtime.
Well, I'm guessing it probably could have been, because we've got another picture here which shows Jenny with a coat on and holding a wonderful bouquet of flowers. And this was taken just alongside the Whitesmiths pub. It's in a little street, I believe it's called Albion Street. It's still there, and she's got a large plastic bag as well, so perhaps that's what her present's in. So I'm guessing that we probably went up to the Whitesmiths, perhaps to celebrate her leaving, and there she is, just about to go home, I think, with her presents and her bouquet.
And whereabouts was the Whitesmiths? It was obviously near Albion Street.
Well, Albion Street is a little turning off Southgate Street. There's a docks entrance off Southgate Street where the old weighbridge is situated. Well, the building's still there, but not the bridge, not the weighbridge itself. And the Whitesmiths was on the opposite side of the road.
And what was the Whitesmiths like as a pub in the 80s?
Oh, in those days, it was very good. We had several landlords who were very, very good. And if you wanted like a buffet arranged for somebody's retirement, they were good. I mean, when I retired, I went over there and said, "Look, you know, there's going to be about 30 or 40 of us coming up. What can you do for us?" And they just named a price, and we went up there at lunchtime, and there it was all waiting for us. So they were very good up there.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about these two photos, John?
No, I think that's about all I expect. I don't know, I can't guess at Jenny's age whether she's still working or not, but I've certainly not seen her around lately. It'd be nice to talk to her again, I must admit.
Hopefully she will get in touch, or others will remember her on the website as part of the Fielding & Platt project. Thank you, John.